Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. We roll on. Great show tonight. A big thank you to Jordi Suñé in Barcelona, Spain. Also to Brian Charette of American Soccer Now. And Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, as we come back. All right. Straight from the fields down at the Houston Sports Park. He is the Dynamo Academy director, Paul Holliker, joining us now. Paul, thank you very much for coming on straight from the fields.
Hi, Glenn. Thank you for having me on.
Are you a Guns N' Roses fan, by the way?
I am. I love that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. All right. Let's get into it. Let's talk a couple of things here. We had a caller earlier tonight and people talking about, the academy pushing players through, noting that other teams around MLS have really moved a lot of guys through, and they're not just roster guys. They're guys that are making a difference for their team. We saw Juan Castilla get his debut as a young man, a 17-year-old, a wonderful moment. Give us a little projection on when in the future you think that may really turn for the Dynamo. You've only been on the job 3 years. So when do you think that begins to turn for this club? Because we know it's a vital element in putting a roster together.
Yeah. No, I think it takes a bit of time. You know, whenever you're developing players, you know, you look at, you know, the amount of opportunities that they get. And now Juan Castilla has just started those opportunities at the professional level. So if you come in to, you know, from the academy, you know, I think Juan was started here when he was 8 years old and you know, came back at 15, 16, you know, but he signed his pro contract at 16 years old. He's not ready yet, you know, to jump on that field in his individual case and, you know, and beat out, you know, seasoned first team professionals. But he got his first debut, you know, and he has opportunities now to get more of those. And also, what I think is really, really good, Glenn, is that we're going to be starting a U23 or a low division or a reserve team, which is an opportunity for these young guys to get games because they really need to play games, you know, wherever that is, whether it's the first team or in this reserve league and get 20, 30, 40 games under their belt as professionals. That's very much needed.
Paul Holliker joining us here. You beat me to the punch, Paul, because that was the next question, was about the under-23 team. I think it's coached by Kevin Bundy. You've started kind of a shortened schedule this year, but next year it goes a little bit more full-blown. This is a vital area for you to get players' minutes and games, as you just mentioned. So can you give us a little bit more enlightenment about what the league will be like next year and what people can look forward to seeing and the opportunity that these young guys are going to get?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a professional league. It's going to be kind of a second division or a reserve league, you know, as close to the first team environment as possible. So you're going to be looking at, a sizable budget, you know, great commitment by the league to put this league on and the clubs. So there's going to be, you know, roster composition of top academy prospects, first team players, maybe veterans from around the league or top maybe international prospects. So it's going to be another platform that we've never had as a club. And this is what's so exciting. You know, we did have our arrangement with RGV for a number of years, but as you know, that was a difficult situation for us being so far away that we were never really able to effectively push our academy players into that next step environment. But with this new league coming in, I mean, we are literally in-house. You know, we're going to be, right here with our academy players getting pushed on into that environment. So, yeah, it's very exciting. It's something that we've never had, and we feel it's going to be a massive opportunity for good young academy players to continue to develop and become pros.
Now, when will these games, I mean, have they gotten to the point where they're telling you when these games may be, what day of the week? Is this something where the Dynamo are going to try and you guys are going to try to get an environment there so that there's some fans there? Or are these games going to be played just in front of coaches? Because, you know, that element of fans there is something good that the USL did bring. Granted, I don't know how you can do player development when you got a team down in the Rio Grande Valley. That never was a winning situation for you guys. So what do you think that's going to look like?
Yeah, no, I think it will. You know, I think we've kind of done our trial run this last fall here, and it's been really good. We've played at the Avila Stadium. We haven't really promoted them yet, Glenn, but I can see us promoting these games and having fans. You know, having fans coming out and seeing these top young prospects. So I think it'll be really good.
Yeah, what a great environment that is over there. And people can go over there and basically look at what might be a future first team player. And then they say to themselves, wow, you know, I remember the day I was down at Avaya and saw this kid debut.
Exactly. Yeah, you come and see a player like, you know, Andre Gattau, who was just in the U-17 national team camp. You know, we can project him getting his first jump into these environments. But the league is going to be ramping up in the new year. So we expect to know a lot more, by January of new year. And the league is supposed to be starting around March as far as games, competitive games. So it's just around the corner. So we've been preparing for that. You know, we've started to formulate our staff, our team operations, all that kind of stuff to get ready. And this is just it's an amazing part of our infrastructure that we've never had before. So it's going to be fantastic for player development and player opportunity.
Paul Holliker joining us, the head of the Dynamo Academy. So Tab Ramos came out recently and he said, we are developing the same type of player, a type of player that is skilled, but may have a tough time at the pro level with the physical nature of the league. He said it was kind of the same type of player, and I saw that even prior to you coming to Houston, that the player did look very similar. Now, you mentioned Andre Gattau, I think, and that was one Tab mentioned, as a different type of athlete. Tab would go on to say, you know, the development of center backs, wingers, differing players was necessary. How do you feel about that?
No, I feel Tab was correct with that. You know, we definitely need, you know, to be a top player, you know, there's all sorts of different types of top players that can make it. The ones obviously that make a big impact in the league quite quickly, these young players have a really strong physical quality. So they're physically quick, they're explosive, they're fast, they're agile. You know, you think of the Alphonso Davies or a number of players, right? We want to have those players inside of our academy, inside of our club. So, you know, we're looking for those players. We feel like we have some players, but you know, we're not just looking for players that are physically gifted. You have to be intelligent. You have to be composed. You want to be a highly technical player. You know, you want to be a competitive player, a self-motivated player. So, there's a lot into it, but I think we have players inside of our academy that have got, you know, good, strong physical profiles as well.
Are you looking harder for the physical profile?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think scouting is a critical part of being a club. You want to have players like that. So, you know, you can look throughout Greater Houston, and if there's players that have got a really nice physical quality, then you want to get to know them and start to develop them as early as possible. So, yeah, we definitely feel that's an important part of our player identification.
Pat Onstad's the new GM. Everybody's really excited. Everybody's excited about his no-nonsense nature. Have you had an opportunity to at least have some initial conversation with the GM, Pat Onstad?
Yes, I have. I've had a couple really nice conversations with him. He's going to be fantastic for the club. You know, I think, first and foremost, he's just a really, really good person. You know, that's the first sense that I get. I think he's very smart, intelligent. And obviously, he's got a winning pedigree. You know, he's won here with the Houston Dynamo and most recently with Columbus. So, no, I'm really excited to work with him. You know, I really love, Matt Jordan and Tab, and I have a massive amount of respect for them. But this is kind of how it is in this business. There's changes, but I think our club ownership is very exciting. I think Pat's going to be very exciting and positive for the club.
Paul Holliker joining us, head of the Dynamo Academy. He's been in Houston a little over 3 years, I think, if I'm correct. Let's talk a little bit about Pat, because I did a 30-minute interview with him, Paul, the other day, and he was very adamant about not competing with the youth soccer community. He cited what they did in Columbus and about, sort of bringing the community together and extending the olive branch and trying to make this a real community effort. With everybody involved in a heartfelt way, and in a way that you create a lot of goodwill and trust, which will then lead to more people in the stands, more merchandise bought, and more people behind you. Do you foresee? One, did you hear the interview? And two, did you hear what he said about Columbus, which is a similar model to Seattle? And do you foresee any changes in the way you guys address the youth community?
Well, I did hear the interview, and actually, I think we're actually making really, really great inroads into the community, Glenn. I think there's a lot of positive inroads there. You know, we work with dozens and dozens of clubs in really, really positive ways, helping support how they develop players, coach education. All sorts of different ways. So I think we've been making a ton of inroads that way. I also think that we're seeing the effects of that with a lot of clubs really, supportive of the academy and supportive of developing players and working with us. So I think it's been really positive. I think there's been a lot of good work that's been going on.
No doubt you're working, and no doubt you're out there. Tell me about Dynamo Dash and what that means, and how you guys, are running that end of the business, because, that is an area that some will say to oppose what you just said, not really oppose, but to give the other side. There's an awful lot of clubs too that feel very threatened and intimidated by the Dynamo.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. You know, there's big clubs in Houston. There's three or four really, really big clubs, and they compete against each other on the field. But I think that there's also a lot of opportunities to support each other. So whether it's doing coach education, whether it's just getting on the phone with people and talking to them. At the end of the day, we're there to help the game grow in Houston. So we personally, we have an affiliation with Dynamo Dash Youth. We have an affiliation with, Total Football Club, which is a small developmental club of about 300 kids. But we work with literally dozens of clubs, in a program called Partners in Development. And, we're open to working with every club in a really, really positive way. So, on our side, I think it's a matter of continuing to do what we're doing, actually.
Paul Holliker joining us. Yeah. Paul Holliker, head of the Dynamo Academy, joining us. So Don Gemmell works with you guys with Dynamo Dash. What is it he exactly does with you guys? Because I know him from the Texas Rush. The Rush aren't around anymore. What does Don Gemmell do for the Houston Dynamo and the Dynamo Academy?
Well, I think probably there's a number of different things, but I think probably the biggest one that we collaborate on is a program called the Catalyst Foundation, which is a program that's focused on younger players, U10s, U11s, and U12s. And so we have a technical partnership where we develop players in those ages in different parts of the city. You know, we had a kind of a training invitational tonight where we had 30, 40 players come into the Houston Sports Park, all U12 players, and we just trained them.
So Don coaches? He coaches them, or what is Don doing?
No, Don is he's the technical director of that club. No, it's with the Dynamo Dash youth coaches and the TFC coaches and other coaches from different clubs as well.
Okay, the last one because we're on a hard break, Paul, to end this, but thank you for coming on. Last one I would ask you, wouldn't you want to, in the future, much like Seattle's model in Columbus, get out of competing for the competitive players and set up a system ultimately that would be a little bit more organic, where the clubs would then, with a trusting relationship, then push those players towards the Dynamo?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what we've done with the Catalyst, Glenn, you know, where we used to have our academy here used to go all the way down to U11. We don't do that anymore. We have a program that starts, our academy starts at U13, but we have technical partnerships, much like Seattle does in their discovery program where the kids come at U14. Ours come in at U13, and we work with partner clubs, just like Seattle does, before they come into the academy. And I think that's a positive way to do it.
All right, Paul. Thanks very Thanks very much for coming on tonight. We appreciate it. Thanks for doing it, coming off the field, and we'll continue. Let's get you on again another time, and let's continue to talk player development. That's Paul Holliker of the Dynamo Academy. Paul, thanks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.